What's up?
I've got this thing for the 2002 team. What are your recollections of that team since you're on the
team? Yeah, I was in, in Arizona in 01 and 02, and we actually, in 01, thought we might be playing the A's. Obviously, we had a nice little series with the Yankees in the World Series that year, but man, those are some really good teams. 01, 02, all those O teams with, certainly starts with the pitchers they had, but they had a lot more than that. They had a really good position player team. That might be as talented a team as they've had here since the 70 teams. So, a really good team that was deep loaded and a tough team to deal with.
That team obviously became famous as being a surprise in the world of baseball. Does it feel like kind of fortuitous timing that these guys are here while you guys are doing what you're all doing?
I think that there might be some more comparisons to the 12 team, maybe sure. With this one with the youth but I think that's happened in Oakland over the years a number of times. So, I think with the analytics starting back then and teams put together a little bit differently, there's some similarities amongst all these clubs. But again, this was a really, really good baseball team.
Looking from afar, what are some of your favorite moments of the A's in that year?
You know what? I was concentrating on myself for the most part. I wasn't a fan like I was growing up of those clubs. I was at different places. But you look at the talent around the diamond. It wasn't just those three guys on the mound. It was, the Tejadas and the Chavez's and, Chavez. Everybody on that team was really good. And then, obviously the Hadberg story and stuff like that. So there were a lot of good stories on that team.
A lot of people are still talking about that play. Yeah, Hinch says that he still has to look at one video that proves to him that Laureano was safe for the play.
Oh, last night.
Yeah, what's your recollection of that play, looking back to it less than 24 hours afterwards?
I think whatever side you're on, you're always going to have maybe some biased eyes. But for me, I thought for sure he was obstructed at third and ended up costing him a step or two. And then once you saw the tag start, I don't think he got him until his fingers were across. So, I mean, for me, I was hopeful that they were going to overturn it, and I thought he was safe. Certainly, he thought he was safe right away, too. So, it's all about getting it right, and I think they did.
Did you ask them to check all three things?
Well, the obstruction part is judgment, so you can't challenge that. And once you saw the replay, he said safe. He was watching it. And then the entirety at home is you want them to look at the potential blocking of the plate and the safe out.
How much you think is a reaction after the play could have impacted the people that have seen the video in New York, because he was so convinced that he was safe?
I don't think that. You see a lot of that now. I mean, I remember in spring training the first year we had replay, Nick Punto in a spring training game slid into second base and there was no replay that game. And he threw like he was throwing a flag out of his back pocket. So that was the first play ever, and you've seen many since. The guys that are involved in the play have done it enough to, I think, don't affect the replay officials.
Bob, have you seen anything going on with Lou Trevino lately? There's kind of this idea out there that maybe he's a little bit on the tired side. Do you see any indications of that?
He was throwing 99 last night. I don't think he's tired. And we've cut back his workload some, too. And that was, part of where we are in the season, looking at his workload last year. He just walked a couple guys last night, and then Reddick shot a ball the other way. I thought the stuff was as good as we ever see it. But you're not going to be perfect during the course of the season, too. You look up there, and even after last night, you look at his numbers and his ERA. I mean, I think we're nitpicking a little bit. I think maybe just because maybe there have been several, a few outings here recently that haven't been as clean as his other ones, but it's not for a lack of stuff right now. I don't feel like he is tired.
How much you think it could be affecting him, the fact that, for the first time he's pitching so much in comparison to the minors, where, not enough stress down there?
Yeah, that's part of what I was just trying to get at, is that, at this point we're trying to cut back on it based on the number of innings and outings he had last year. So you haven't seen a one-plus him in a while, and actually that was the first full inning I think he's had in his last three outings. We've just brought him in to get an out or two. So we'll monitor that, but I think his stuff is good.
as you see more of Laureano, where does he fit in the lineup, and do you think he can be an offensive major league hitter?
I do. It's just it's a little crowded for him right now. You know, we'll try to get him there against lefties, and this today with, you know, with Mark Cannon not in there, it's trying to get him in. So he's also shown that he can be impactful off the bench, whether it's defense, you know, as good a defense as we have, and certainly the base running last night. So we have a bunch of righties coming up. How much work he's going to get, you know, in the next 10 days or so, I'm not sure. That's one of the reasons we wanted to get him in there today. But I think the talent level would suggest that he has a chance to be an everyday player down the road.
Do you think he could lead off eventually?
I do.
How useful is it to have that weapon off the bench where you can pinch run or put him in for defense?
Right. We don't have that very often over the course of this season. So, you know, we'll typically have some bats on the bench that we'll try to match up and get some pinch hits. But we haven't had a runner and defender like him that's been on the bench, at least this season. You know, when Fowler was here, typically he was starting. I don't know, we used him to pinch hit a whole lot. We did some defense, but this is one of those intangible guys off the bench that really can impact the game, like you said.
Thank you.
When Hatterberg and Ellis on the spring training, you know, help out. I mean, what do you hope your guys learn from them?
Yeah, the history of the organization and the success that we've had over the course of since we've been here in Oakland. I mean, it's a terrific franchise with a history of winning. So whether it's the, you know, the 70s teams that we celebrate, whether it's this club, whether it's, you know, any of the clubs that have been impactful, the 89 team, we want around as much as we can to, you know, talk with the guys about the history of the team and the success of the organization. And, you know, each of these teams have guys with experiences that they can share with our guys, and I think there's value in that.
Kind of like managing the emotions of a playoff run?
Just depends. I mean, whatever they want to share.